KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic, 63 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy, cooler, and less humid today, a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Topping local news, an accident involving a UTV or utility terrain vehicle in Atlantic Thursday afternoon resulted in an Atlantic man being transported to the hospital. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson has confirmed this morning to KJAN News that 50-year-old Rex McDermott was involved in the crash. Earlier, Lieutenant Paul Wood had told us that the UTV McDermott was operating had been traveling south on Mulberry Street at the intersection with 10th Street when he failed to stop at the stop sign. The machine crossed 10th Street and struck some guy wires to a utility pole on the south side of 10th Street. The impact caused the four-wheel machine to flip and land on a residential driveway. McDermott was ejected from the machine and transported to the Cass County Hospital before being flown by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha. Witnesses had told police the man was traveling faster than the posted speed limit prior to the crash. The accident, which happened at around 5 p.m., remains under investigation. Thunderstorms that spawned Thursday night in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa let loose a barrage of hail, shattering windshields, damaging roofs, and shredding field crops and urban gardens. Hailstones as big as baseballs were reported in the Omaha Council Bluffs metropolitan area, including neighborhoods that have been clobbered by howling winds and tornadoes on June 16th. Here in western Iowa, the severe weather events began with the sighting of a funnel cloud a little after 6 p.m., 1 mile northeast of Mapleton in Monona County. Just before 7 p.m., 1-inch diameter hail, or about the size of quarters, fell in Stanton. Further north, at about the same time, 2-inch or egg-size hail fell about 2 miles northwest of Little Sioux, and winds gusted up to 65 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail damaged buildings and heavy rain flooded streets in Sioux City during the night as well. And around 7:20 p.m., thunderstorm winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour in West Side resulted in 6-inch diameter tree limbs snapping off. A gust of 56 miles per hour was reported around 7:45 p.m. near Glidden. There were several 1-inch hail reports, including hail that fell near Pisgah, Magnolia, Missouri Valley, Pacific Junction, and Essex. Quarter to ping pong ball sized hail was reported in the Omaha Council Bluffs area at around 9:50 p.m., with nickel sized hail falling near Underwood. And a semi was blown over near Pacific Junction at around 10:45 p.m. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass and Adair County Boards of Supervisors will hold their regular separate weekly meetings this morning. Here in Atlantic, the Cass County Supervisors meeting gets underway at 8:30 with a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a general obligation county purpose loan agreement and to borrow money in a principal amount not to exceed $4.5 million. The agreement is with regard to the infrastructure improvements for the Elite Octane LLC ethanol plant currently under construction. Following the hearing, the board will act on a resolution taking additional action on the same proposal. Other business includes acting on approving a uniform patrol service agreement with the City of Oneida and determining the compensation of other employees in the secondary roads, general assistance, and mental health departments. In Greenfield, the Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to meet at 9 a.m. today to act on several administrative matters before them, including fiscal year 2018 wages, sheriff's reserve hourly wage, the fiscal year 2018 appropriation and transfer resolutions, appointments to various county boards and commissions, and business pertaining to a $5 million general obligation capital loan notes, Series 2017. The Adair County Supervisors will also hear from Jane Cooper with Take Back Bridgewater with regard to a federal grant application and additional deputies that may be funded by the grant. County Treasurer Brenda Wallace will also talk about the appointment of a deputy, and Lynn Don Carlos with the Greenfield Chamber will discuss a wayfinding sign for the courtyard in Greenfield. Elsewhere in the news, Red Oak police say two people were arrested on separate charges a little more than 30 minutes apart Thursday night. Around 9:15 p.m., officers took 37-year-old Christopher Allen Fry of Red Oak into custody for domestic abuse assault second offense. Fry was transported to Montgomery County Jail and held without bond until seen by a magistrate. Red Oak police were assisted by Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies in making the arrest. And at around 9:50 p.m., 38-year-old Becky Jo Hegarty of Red Oak was arrested for disorderly conduct. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted Red Oak police in making that arrest. Officers with the Red Oak Police Department Thursday evening arrested 45-year-old Timothy Ray Bressler of Red Oak on drug charges. Bressler was taken into custody just before 6 p.m. and charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $1,000 bond. Also, authorities say an inmate helped a prison staffer after who was assaulted by another inmate at the Iowa prison in Newton. The Iowa Corrections Department said yesterday inmate John Watson assaulted the staffer at around 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Another inmate aided the staffer until other prison workers arrived to help. The staffer was taken to the hospital for treatment and then released. The Department of Corrections says Watson has been in prison since February of 2014 for robbery and burglary convictions out of Pottawatomie County. In the funeral announcements, Otto Henry Benkin, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Funeral services for Otto Benkin will be today at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Florence Enochson, age 99, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Florence Enochson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wendell Fleming, age 99, of Audubon, died June 21st at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Graveside services for Wendell Fleming will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the Exira Cemetery. Cremation Society of Iowa has the arrangements. Larry M. Hansen, age 70, of Venton and formerly of Exira, died Monday in Cedar Rapids. Funeral services for Larry Hansen will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Irene Ulrich, age 96, of Atlantic, died June the 3rd at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life graveside service for Irene Ulrich will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the South Lawn Memory Gardens Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Eldon Fega, age 90, of Adair, died Monday at CCMH. Memorial services for Eldon Fega will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. And Betty Brown, age 79, of Cumberland, died June 13th at her home. A luncheon to celebrate the life of Betty Brown will be on Saturday, July 15th at 10:30 a.m. at the Cumberland Community Building. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic will be in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.